How are an erupting volcano and good salmon season linked? If you don't know, neither did we, until Northwest News Network reporter John Ryan found a Canadian scientist who claims that an eruption in the Aleutians can put money in fishermen's pockets.
The Kasatochi volcano sits on a tiny island in the Bering Sea. It's part of Alaska, but it's closer to Russia than to Anchorage. When the volcano erupted in 2008, it smothered the island in a deep layer of rock and ash. Kasatochi was virtually sterilized. But a storm was forming over the island as the volcano erupted. It scattered volcanic ash to the southeast, over hundreds of miles of the North Pacific, where it had a different effect.
When the ash fell into the ocean, it released iron into the surface waters.
Roberta Hom is an oceanographer at the University of Victoria. She says the ash didn't sterilize the ocean, it fertilized it.
In this area of the ocean, the phytoplankton, these are the microscopic plants that live in the ocean, they have plenty of what they need to grow, but they don't have enough iron. So when the iron was added from this ash, suddenly they had everything they needed and they were able to grow quickly and reproduce.
Satellite images showed the tiny plants at the base of the ocean food chain went gangbusters. The plankton more than doubled their growth over an area of ocean bigger than Alaska. It was the biggest bloom of plankton ever seen in that part of the Pacific. Hom's study of the volcano-fueled plankton explosion was just published in September of this year. That was during another population explosion.
Wow! Whoa!
That's the sound of happy fishermen off Lummi Island near Bellingham this summer. They're watching hundreds of Fraser River sockeye salmon emerge from the sea as they pull in their reef nets. This year's run of sockeye on Canada's Fraser River dwarfed scientists' expectations. Nearly 35 million came back from the ocean to the Fraser or got intercepted by fishing boats along the way. That's more than any year since 1913. It's also a huge turnaround from last year's disastrously small returns. This year, millions of Fraser sockeye swam through Washington state waters before turning north toward Vancouver and their spawning grounds upstream. It's Canada's biggest salmon fishery and a major one for nine Washington tribes and non-tribal fishers in northern Puget Sound.
Then all of a sudden we get this huge salmon run, which is really an enormous event.
Tim Parsons thinks the Fraser fishing fleet has the volcano to thank for its good fortune this year. He's a retired oceanography professor at the University of British Columbia. When Kasatochi erupted, this year's sockeye would have been about 2 years old. They'd be swimming around the Gulf of Alaska when suddenly there's a lot more food on their table.
Salmon don't eat phytoplankton directly, but the food chain set off by that ash and the phytoplankton growing was enough to cause a considerable increase in growth and survival of the Fraser River salmon.
Parsons says this year's sockeye would have been at just the right age to benefit from a sudden spurt in their food supply. Biologist Ray Hilborn at the University of Washington is skeptical. He says it's unlikely that the volcano could benefit just one of the many salmon stocks that swim in the Gulf of Alaska. Tim Parsons says salmon migrate to discrete areas in the Gulf, so it's possible that one run might benefit while others don't. Theories abound on why the Fraser sockeye failed to show up last year and why they showed up in extraordinary numbers this year. Bill Crawford is a research scientist with Fisheries and Oceans Canada. He says Parsons' volcano hypothesis is plausible, but proving it or disproving it will be tricky.
Basically, we don't know where any one individual stock of salmon goes in the deep sea waters where its last 2 years of life they're pretty well out of sight, you know, beyond our radar, so to say.
Tim Parsons says he's gotten a lot of skeptical reactions to his idea that a volcano could essentially produce salmon.
Oh, yes. That's what science is all about. There are a couple of scientists who are very enthusiastic and supportive. There are probably at least a couple of dozen scientists who say, no, no, that couldn't be.
Parsons isn't just some retired guy with a crazy theory. Last week in Portland, a conference of oceanographers held a symposium celebrating Parsons' 50 years of research. The Canadian government even awards a Timothy Parsons Award for Oceanography each year. I'm John Ryan reporting.